Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or you just think it would be way cool to have your own talk show, I promise you, podcasting is an easy, fun, and inexpensive way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and the best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Just think, within minutes of finishing your recording, you would be able to upload and list your show on multiple major podcast directories, such as Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and more. I promise you, podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you to succeed. So, come join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out into the world. And when you follow the link in the show notes, it lets Buzzsprout know I sent you to them. And you will get a $20 Amazon card when you sign up for a paid plan. So go ahead and get started expressing yourself with your own podcast show. Welcome back, family, to our Joy in the Midst of It All podcast show. I am your host, Amina Amarachi. First, please count it to my head, not my heart. I forgot to mention that also in that month, we lost a great aunt on December the 18th of 2013. Now, for me, this here episode is bittersweet. It's sweet because I am finally in a space and a place to be able to share it with you. It's bitter because our Lily of the Valley, our mama, our daddy's beloved, transitioned for us far too soon. Plus, this is her birth month. And for our family, holiday seasons have not been exactly the same since both she and our daddy have gone on. Yet, in the spirit of all they taught us and modeled for us, such as giving care compassionately, we intend to move forward integrating the best of them with the best of ourselves and passing that wonderful bounty forward to our descendants. Now, let's continue our journey. Today's episode, Gone Too Soon, Our Lily in the Valley, sequel to the call. The year, 2009. The date, September the 5th, the exact morning that I was scheduled to move back down home to care for both of our parents. A day I will always remember. Rest in healing and wholeness-filled peace, Mama. The scene, waking up at old dark, clean past 7:15 a.m., with my mind set on making that long half-a-day trip back down home within the next hour or so. Well, that time at least, as I had intended, never came. Instead, what came next was another call. You know, the one in which as you clear the crust from your eyes and the cobwebs from your mind, you think you are hearing someone's early morning laughter on the other end of the line, only to realize that it wasn't, not even by a long shot. In a word, blindsided. The story. That morning was the beginning of what would be the last of my 10-year residency in a place I had come to enjoy as my adult home. A place which blessed me with the love of family and friends, great career adventures, and many opportunities to just be uniquely me. Since I had packed up my life and home almost 6 weeks earlier, I was staying temporarily with one of my sisters until time would come for me to move back home to care for both our parents. As we both proceeded to gather ourselves and prepare for the long drive home, the phone rang. My sister answered, and I heard her tell my other sister that I was up, and then placed the call on speakerphone. As I listened to my other sister, who was already down home, I thought, What has her cracking up with laughter this early in the morning? Well, as I would come to understand, she was not laughing from a place of joy nor jollies. She was hysterical. Why? Because she and our dad woke that early morning to find our mama, daddy's beloved of 42 years, gone, passed on, right there in our home. Stay tuned for more right after our first spotlight moment. Spotlight moment number one, our family, friends, and neighbors, near, dear, and far, you are all our superstars. If I had 10,000 ways, there would never be enough to show the gratitude that swells in my heart every time I recall how our family, neighbors, and friends stepped up and stepped in right on time for us. From taking us to the airport to catch a last-minute flight, to the grace of safe travel, the blessing of there being a rental car on a holiday weekend, and to pull up in our down-home driveway with tears of realization streaming down my eyes, which began as we left the airport and reality set in because my protective autopilot within had shifted into neutral long enough for me to begin taking in what had just happened. And for the next surreal 7 days to come, God, our family, friends, and neighbors had us covered. Thanks, family. Now back to our show. Welcome back. That call, yes, another call, just about 2 years to the month, give or take a few weeks, from the last call, had my sister and me spring into action again, ASAP. We got dressed, booked a last-minute flight and rental car, made some calls to our aunts, uncles, cousins, neighbors, and our sister's beloved's family so that there would be some family boots on the ground till we arrive. Then we called a dear sister friend, who you'll meet in a future episode. Without hesitation, she agreed to come pick us up ASAP and take us to the airport to catch our flight. On the drive to the airport, all I could think about was A, how our dad was taking this. B, who else I needed to call. C, have our family, friends, and neighbors arrived to support our sister and our dad until we get there. And D, what in the ham sandwich just happened? On the flight, my sister and me were deep in our own thoughts about the call we had just received and the catalyst for that call and how it was so unexpected. Yet I can tell you now, in hindsight, you know, that 2020 in your rearview mirror reflection, that our mama had an inkling of what was to come, and that even in her own looming fear, the stress it had escalated, and her concern for us, she had tried in a subtle way to both prepare and gather us all together before it was too late. I also realized later on that upon arriving back into our hometown, as we grabbed our luggage, got the rental car, we were just operating purely on adrenaline and autopilot. It wasn't until we were in the rental car with my sister driving and we merged onto the interstate to proceed to our family home that my sudden autopilot fell away, and it fell apart with the realization that our lily of the valley, our mama, daddy's beloved, was gone. And for me, way too soon for my taste. Yet, let's remember, God never places more before us or on us than we can bear, because he bears it with us through his grace and glory. Why? Because when we drove onto our street, you know, that street we used to run around on as kids, and before we could even pull into the driveway, our yard was filled with loved ones. The ambulance had already come and carried our mama away to the next leg of her journey. And thankfully, God had allowed our dad to be fully present to both the realization that his sweetie had passed and every moment of that surreal week to come, such that it never became a challenge for him or us during his journey through Alzheimer's. He understood that she had gone home to be with God and other ancestors. Our brother-in-love to be was with our other sister. Our bonus mother-in-love to be was navigating right along with our aunts, uncles, cousins, and neighbors with all the things that needed to be taken care of in that moment. And our aunties, when we stepped out of that car, tears in our eyes, they wrapped us up in their arms and let our sorrow-filled tears marinate their shoulders for as long as we needed. Over the next week, plans were made to celebrate our mama's life and to lay her to rest. And at each step of the way, angels appeared in expected and unexpected ways, standing right by our side, offering words of encouragement, access to resources, meals, hugs, check-in calls, visits, and more. Thanks again, fam. And our mama even blessed us, Mr. Sims and Miss Betty of Lewis Sims and Sons Funeral Home, and our entire families with some much-needed laughter and levity to carry us through such a surreal season in our lives. Thank you, Mama, for keeping Jesus on the main line. Keep on telling him what you want. Love you forever, our Lily of the Valley. That's an inside joke. My reflections. In life, there will be moments, unplanned, seemingly, and beyond our control. Yet, even within that seeming flux, upheaval, and disarray of all things that we thought would always be, that would never change, or at a minimum that we felt would anchor us in this journey that we call life, there are opportunities for us to mourn our losses, magnify our gains, and move forward in ways we might not have been ready to do so before that season came to pass. That's why I remember the Reinhold Niebuhr's The Serenity Prayer. Thank you, Mr. Niebuhr. During seasons such as this, my sister has since shared with me the full version of this prayer. I will share a link in the show notes. My insight, even though it may not feel as such, at least for me, the shock and the surrealness shall pass. That has happened for me. Because I had to pivot quickly into being a full-time caregiver of our daddy with plans that God provided, not mine. You know, the original ones I had. Remember, I showed God my plan. Let's just say God had a different vision for our journey, our junctures, and our joy. It wasn't until I was no longer our dad's day in and day out caregiver, yet trust me, I was still full-time boots on the ground. Smile. That too is for a future episode. That I actually had the space and place to reach back and fully process the loss of my mom. To this day, her homegoing program was surreal. My father's was clear as a bell. Be okay with that if that's where you are. I'm grateful for that season, indeed. Why? Because just 2 short years later, we would then have to celebrate our daddy's life and lay him to rest. So God knew that I needed that time to be with him and myself to process how I had lost our mother, the weight of that, the juncture that it kind of created in my life, so that I could go forward and not still be in that space when the time came to lay our dad to rest. Another loss. Now, it's time for our next spotlight moment. Spotlight moment number 2, Lewis Sims and Son Funeral Home, a wonderful staff that blessed us with preparing our mother for her homegoing celebration. If you've never had to lay a loved one to rest, I can only speak for myself that for us, it was a sudden and surreal, and I'll even add shocking experience when our mother passed. However, thanks to Lewis Sims and Sons Funeral Home, they held our hand throughout the process and honored our mother and 2 years later, our daddy, with respect, dignity, and grace. Mr. Sims, Miss Betty, and the whole crew, Mama still got Jesus on the main line. Yes, that inside joke. Lewis Sims and Sons Funeral Home is located near the site of the original Henderson High School at 263 North McKibben Street in Jackson, Georgia. Their phone number, 770-775-4747. Go on, give them a ring. They will take care of your family like you are their family. Now back to our show. Here are my takeaway, tip, tool, and toss for this episode. My takeaway is, this too shall pass. Just that simple. It doesn't mean that you won't miss them. It don't mean that you won't have moments where something reminds you of them, a smell, a look, a taste, a particular environment, or some simple thing as a statement that you or your siblings say. It's all good. Hold on to those and let the sorrow find its way to another place. The tip, take the opportunity to give as many bouquets of flowers, you know, quality time spent together, graciously affirming and uplifting each other, those words, hugs, kisses, and created moments, let them abound and bless them with unconditional love while they're all still here. If this season of seasons has taught us anything, you know, 2020, 2021, it is that the song that sings the chorus within my mother's favorite scripture is one for us to hold close to our heart in this moment. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 through 8 speaks of this. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what has been planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. There's a time to cast away stones and a time to gather those stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing and let go. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. There's always a time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time for hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Family, know your season. Know its purpose. Then journey through it with peace, grace, and dignity. This too shall pass. And what will remain is the joy, the fond memories, and the wonderful new traditions that you will integrate all of that into to carry forward beyond your moment of mourning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N apostrophe. The tool for this episode, go ahead and set up a virtual family gathering. It can be weekly, monthly, quarterly, or biannually, as we have done. Use whichever platform suits your choice. And don't forget the elders. In the first one we had, two of the elders who have flip phones still, in 5 minutes were like, when are we going to do this again? So young folks, take the opportunity to teach them, to show them, to embrace them into this technology, and let this world not disregard, push aside, ignore, and forget our elders. Because what goes around comes around, and you too one day will be an elder. So family, use this as a way to stay connected with your parents, your siblings, your grandparents, your aunts, uncles, and friends. Our family enjoyed all of our gatherings that we've had. We've had three so far. And in the most recent one, as with all the others, we checked in, we celebrated each other's accomplishments, we gave thanks for still being on this side of glory, we shared prayers and songs, and talked about also other important things such as putting our life affairs in order so that no one is blindsided by a loss that becomes a domino effect in the whole family. More on that on a future episode to come. The toss, do not let the season we are all in, whether it's the personal season that you find yourself journeying through or the collective global season that we're going through, harden your heart, nor withdraw your hand of compassion, understanding, and kindness from humanity. Let not a mask overshadow your smile, nor turn you into an uncaring, disconnected, emotionally agitated being. Call forth the calm. Call forth the peace. Call forth the healing. Call forth joy for yourself and everyone else. Make each season your winning season, even if you're in a season of mourning a loss. Our ancestors would want you to continue to live on so that they too may live on through you, your children, their children, your service, your purpose, i.e. your life. In closing, I'd like to take a moment to thank all, both my seasoned and new followers, for spending your time with me today in the Joy in the Midst of It All journey. I ask that you take a moment this season to embrace missing and mourning your loved ones. I ask that you take another moment to magnify them for the blessings that they left with you and celebrate those as fond memories that you will share forward with your children's children's children. If you need a way for your family to understand the power of remembering, honoring, and representing your ancestors, take a moment together this holiday season to watch a wonderful movie called Coco. That's C-O-C-O. It's an animated, beautifully well done show, movie, created, produced, and distributed, copyrighted by Disney Pixar Animation Studios. From my family to yours, happy holidays and a light field 2022 new year. I pray that you and your family enjoy a holiday season filled with connection, even if it is virtual, joy, laughter, and good times, even in the midst of those moments of mourning. Now, take a moment to tap the button on your favorite podcast streaming platform to tune in, follow, and subscribe. Why? That way you receive updates when a new episode is released. We release an episode every second and fourth Thursday of the month, okay? Also, go ahead and tag a family caregiver or a few and tell them one thing you learned today that will support you and maybe them in moving through the caregiving journey with more ease, no matter who God has chosen for you to offer your gift of caregiving to. Then blaze a trail on over to my podcast website for the show notes, transcript, and links. And if your heart so leads you, tip me what I like to call a cup of J-O-E, a cup of Joe, a jolt of encouragement and support over at Buy Me a Cup of Coffee. My preference is tea. You'll see that link in the show notes as well. I am your host, Amina. And I want you to be blessed and less stressed this holiday season and every season. Why? Because yours and their lives depend on it. Have a great day.